Hi, guys. As I mentioned to Birch, things have not been made easy for me lately. I'm just glad he's been there to help. Bobby and Dipper helped cheer me up, too. After showing them the song I wrote, Birch took the three of us out for ice cream and then drove Bobby and Dipper back home. He was going to take me back to my foster home, too, but I had something I wanted to show him first. Hey, Birch. Before you take me home, is it alright if I show you something?
Sure, Wally. What is it?
I want to show you where Mom's buried.
Oh. Are you sure, Wally? I don't want to see you crying again.
If I end up in tears again, at least this time I have someone to comfort me. Would you mind?
Well, alright.
Do you know where Spring Hill Cemetery is?
I'm afraid not. You'll have to direct me.
Do you know where Norway Avenue is?
Oh, sure. Is that what that huge cemetery there is called? I never bothered to find out.
Yeah, that's the place.
Wally, please, don't be upset. I don't think your mother would want you to be sad.
I know, it's just that, to this day, I still don't know how she died. Dad never told me.
Really? They never found out, huh?
Like I told you last year, at least from what Dad told me, none of the doctors could figure it out.
Don't let that bother you, Wally. It doesn't really change much, does it?
No, I suppose not. Anyway, let's go. We started driving, but Birch surprised me when he actually stopped at a nearby store. This had me a bit confused, as the store wasn't anywhere close to the cemetery itself. Birch? Why are we stopping here? This isn't the cemetery.
Well, we can't very well visit your mother without helping her clean up the place and bring her flowers, can we?
You're gonna help me clean it?
I don't want to see you crying anymore, Wally.
Thank you, Birch, but,
But what?
Cleaning it won't fix the fact that it's chipped and cracked.
We'll worry about that later, Wally. We'll just clean it the best we can now.
Okay, Birch. We got a bunch of cleaning supplies before driving to the cemetery. When we got there, I pushed open the giant metal gate and led Birch over to where the grave marker was. Most of the scenery in the cemetery was beautiful, but it was really easy to see that the grave markers weren't maintained very well. When we got to my mom's grave marker, looking at it almost immediately upset me again. Well, this is it.
Oh, this is horrible. Well, let's see if we can get the marker vertical again.
All right.
That's not my job. Well, I don't care if you don't have anyone else hired. That isn't my problem. Yeah? Well, fine. Go right ahead. Bye.
Excuse me, but what isn't your job?
Not that it's any of your business, but I'm referring to cleaning up the grave markers.
Oh? And exactly what is your job?
Keeping little punks from making a mess of the grounds?
Well, you're not doing a good job of that either. Look at this.
I'm supposed to clean the cemetery itself, not the grave markers, and you need to keep your nose out of my business.
I have a cub here who is crying over his mother, and I will do anything to make him stop, even if it means putting my nose in your business. Now tell me, if the grave markers are not what make a cemetery, what does? And if the grave markers are part of the cemetery, how is it not your job to keep them clean?
Who in the heck do you think is responsible for the landscape here? This place doesn't look pretty by itself. It's a lot of work keeping things looking presentable for the people that come here.
Birch grabbed him by the collar and pulled him toward the grave. He then got that look on his face that quite frankly scares me. I could feel my ears twitching again.
You call this presentable?
What?
Still think this isn't your job?
Look. I'm forced to look over this entire graveyard myself. I don't get any help here. How the heck am I supposed to clean hundreds of grave markers here all by myself?
That's no excuse for not doing your best anyway, even in a bad situation. You look like you hadn't even seen the damage here. The least you could have done was document when these things happen.
Look, if you can come up with a way to get me some help so I'm not having to kill myself every day, I'm all ears. But really, my boss won't hire anyone else.
Did he say why?
He can't afford to pay anyone else. He barely pays me, and I'm his son.
Okay. I'm sorry I lost it. Look, here. Take this and use whatever you need to clean the site up, okay?
Birch took his checkbook out of his pocket then, scribbling something on one of the checks, and then put it in the man's hands.
Wait a minute. Birch Draper? You can't be.
Well, somebody has to be. I wouldn't wish my life on anyone else.
But why would you waste your time on me? You don't even know who I am.
It's not a waste of time if it helps someone. He's been helping me for the last year, ever since I got taken away from my dad. And he came here because I told him that Mom's grave marker was a mess.
Wait a minute. You mean you're separated from your mom and your dad? Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, kid.
Show it, then. Get this place cleaned up. There should be enough there to cover the salary of the second person as well. And if it's not enough, call the number on the check, all right?
Why are you helping me?
Because Wally there is hurting, and I will do anything to make the hurting stop. I was ready to break your skull open if it would have helped, but obviously I didn't. Now, do we have an understanding?
I already know exactly who I could get to help. Oh, and before I forget, my name's Tom.
Tom had a smile on his face at that point as he headed off toward a nearby office building. As he was walking, it appeared he was calling someone. Birch saw this and smiled slightly. So did I. Birch and I spent the next 2 hours cleaning up Mom's grave marker. When we got it as clean as we could get it, Birch walked back to his car, grabbing a bouquet of red roses we'd gotten at the store. He then handed them to me.
Mom, these are for you. I want you to know just how special you are to me. I hope these roses can bring you happiness.
Wally, I forgot to ask. Why did you want me to get roses for her?
Roses are my mom's favorite flower. She used to have a huge garden full of nothing but rose bushes. Red ones, white ones, and even blue ones. She and I would go out to her garden sometimes and just stand there looking at them. They always made the two of us smile. Oh, Mama liked the roses. She grew them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama liked the roses. And when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for Dad and I to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, Mama liked the roses, but most of all she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with a rose she saved inside. It was pressed between the pages, like it found a place to hide.
Mama liked the roses in such a special way. We bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, Mama liked the roses. Mama liked the roses.